Track 5. Safer Hands Insurance, Tony Cooper speaking. How can I help you?
Good morning. My name is Barbara Rausch. I have just moved to England and I want to get some information about insurance.
Well, you've come to the right place. Are you from Germany, may I ask?
Yes, I am. How did you know?
Well, your name sounds German. I went to Munich once, to the Oktoberfest. I had a wonderful time. Munich's a beautiful city.
Yes, it is. But I'm from Cologne, actually. We think Cologne is just as interesting as Munich.
Then I must go there. But you didn't ring to talk to me about Germany. What kind of insurance do you need?
I think you call it contents insurance. I was wondering what it will cost.
Well, that depends on what you have to insure. Will you be insuring the contents of a flat?
No, actually, of a house.
Right. Have you rented furnished or unfurnished?
Unfurnished. I've brought some of my own things with me and bought others here.
Then you'll have to insure the lot. Do you have any idea of the value of your contents?
Not really, no. How will I work that out?
Well, the best thing would be to go through the house room by room and work out the value that way. If you could make notes, we could make an appointment to go through them. Then I'd be able to give you a quote. Of course, it would be without obligation.
Without obligation? What does that mean?
It means that there is no promise or commitment on your side to buy this insurance from us.
Oh, okay, well, that sounds good to me. Can you give me an idea of the things I should try to put a value on?
Yes, of course. Let's take it room by room. Okay. Let's start with the living room. Have you got a pen to write this down?
Yes, I'm ready.
So you'll need to write down furniture. Well, that will also be true for all the rooms. All the home entertainment equipment, such as TV, DVD player, stereo, etc. Oh, and soft furnishings.
Soft furnishings? I've never heard of soft furnishings. What are they?
Soft furnishings are the household textiles, such as cushions, towels, sheets, pillowcases, things like that. Well, now I've moved to the bedroom, but there are soft furnishings in most rooms.
Okay, so soft furnishings. Anything else in the living room?
Let me see. Yes, carpets, rugs and curtains. Well, those are in all the rooms as well, of course. Pictures and ornaments. You've probably got them in most rooms too.
Yes, I've got a horrible painting my grandmother gave me. It's meant to be valuable, but I hate it. It's in the spare bedroom. That's where she'll stay when she comes to visit.
We may have to list that separately. We can talk about that when we meet.
So, I've got pictures and ornaments written down. What's next?
Do you have a dining room?
I do, actually.
How civilised. It sounds like a lovely house. Well, write down and value all the things we've already mentioned that are in the dining room too, such as the furniture and so on. If you have tableware in there, such as dishes, cutlery, glasses, things like that, count them in too. Do you have a study?
No, but I've got another small sitting room. That's where I've got my computer and printer.
Well, you mustn't forget them. Very important. Right, let's move to the kitchen. Firstly, there's what we call white goods. That's the dishwasher, fridge, washing machine and so on. Then the cooker, of course, and the pots and pans, and the small appliances, such as the toaster and so on.
Sorry? What was that again?
Appliances. A-double-P, L-I-A-N, C for cucumber, E-S for sugar.
Got it. Another new word.
Yes, I can't imagine having to do all this in another language. You're very brave. Right, let's move up to the bedrooms.
All right.
Actually, I think we've covered the bedrooms. Let me see. Furniture, soft furnishings, pictures, ornaments. Yes, I think so. Right, on to the bathroom. I think that's been covered too.
Yes, I think so. I'll have to have a proper look.
Yes, of course. There are sure to be things I've forgotten. And of course, your jewellery. We'll do that separately. So, I think that just leaves the garden and exterior. If you have garden furniture, write that down. Are there any tools in the garage?
Yes, some power tools. And there are also a couple of boxes of tools and some garden equipment in the shed. I keep my bicycle in the garage. Can that be included too?
Yes, I'll make a note. Oh, I knew I'd forgotten something. You mustn't forget the contents of the freezer. Right, you've got plenty to do now. Would you like to come in next Monday, say at 10?
That's fine. Monday would be perfect. Thank you for all your help. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you for coming to us first.